Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Verses 21 and 22. Mark chapter 11, verses 21 and 22.
And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God.
Jesus answered him and said to him, have faith in God. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13.
And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke, so we also believe and therefore speak.
Amen. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight we're going to ask God to anoint us with a spirit of faith. An anointing of faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 11, Peter is saying, Lord, the fig tree that you cursed is dried up by the roots. And Jesus looks at him and he says, have faith in God. Open your mouth and say, have faith. Have faith. Have faith in God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the insurance companies look at natural disasters and they call it an act of God. Lightning strikes somebody's house, they call it an act of God. Tsunami comes, they call it an act of God. But when you study scripture, you know the acts of God. He came to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Amen. To preach the good news. In the scriptures, we know the acts of God. When the wind arose, when the wind began to hit very strongly and the water rose, Jesus calmed the storm. Jesus didn't say, okay, wind, rise up and destroy Galilee. Go, go, go on. Wind, water, rise up and destroy another tsunami to hit the shores of Galilee. Jesus didn't say that. Jesus came and he did the acts of the Father. Praise the Lord. He calmed the storm. Praise the Lord. He rebuked the wind. He heals the brokenhearted. He sets the captives free. Praise the Lord. Disasters, sickness, bondage, it does not come from God. Those are not the acts of God. The acts of God are deliverance and healing and blessing over your life. Praise the Lord. Are you with me tonight? Jesus said, I've come to give you life, and life in it, abundance. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The acts of the devil are very clearly mentioned, and the act of Jesus is mentioned. The devil comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. Jesus said, I've come to give you life. Open your mouth and say life. Life. And life in its fullness. So how do we receive the blessing of God or the acts of God? How do we see it demonstrated within our lives? By faith. Faith. In Jesus said, have faith in God. But in 2 Corinthians 4, it says, the spirit of faith, which means faith is a spirit. Are you with me? The Holy Spirit is a spirit of faith. The Holy Spirit, open your mouth and say, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of faith. God said, I did not give you a spirit of fear. So God does not give you a spirit of fear. God gives you a spirit of, come on, God gives you a spirit of faith. So fear does not come from God. Faith comes from God. Anointing of the Holy Spirit is an anointing of faith. Ah, come on, church. Praise the Lord. We receive salvation by grace, but by faith. We receive deliverance, forgiveness of sin, cleansing, healing. Every blessing of God, we receive it in our lives by faith. Open your mouth and say, by faith. Faith is an anointing. Faith is a Holy Spirit unction. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of faith. God does not give you a spirit of fear. Therefore, don't be tormented by your spirit of fear, but release your spirits to receive a spirit of faith this night and say, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Where the spirit of faith is, there is joy. Are you with me? When there is fear, there is dread. There is kind of, oh, what's going to happen with my life? What's going to happen with my future? What's going to happen with my kids? You don't know. You're not kind of sure. That's fear. But faith, there is joy. Hey, my kids are in good hands. My future is secure. Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord who began the good work within me, he will bring it to completion. Praise the Lord. You know it because it's a spirit of faith. Praise the Lord. God is not a God of oops. Oops, I didn't know that would happen to you, my God. No, he's not a God of oops. He knows exactly what you've gone through, what you're going through, where you have been, who you are, what you've done, what your nature is, what your frail is, what your frame is, and he still loves you. And he says, hallelujah, I've called you, I have a purpose and a plan over your life. I will bring it to completion. Trust in me, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I will take you into blessings that you've never known of, hallelujah. Trust in me, put your confidence in me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Faith comes by the hearing of the word. Are you with me? Faith comes. Open your mouth and say, faith comes. Faith comes, which means faith has got legs. When you hear the word of God, faith is going to come to you. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Hallelujah. You can open your heart and say, faith come. Praise the Lord. Receive the word. Faith come. Praise the Lord. Faith is a spirit. Faith is God an unction. Faith is an anointing. Faith will come to you when you receive God's word. Now this faith that the Bible speaks about has got three directions. The directions of faith. The first direction is, have faith in God. Are you with me? It's with the Lord. You have faith in God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The second direction of faith is when the Holy Spirit begins to move in your life, you have faith in yourself. Paul said, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. He didn't say, I can't do it. Jesus, you do everything. No. Paul said, he had confidence in himself that with the grace of God, he could do anything in through Jesus Christ. The direction, the second direction is God's Holy Spirit gives you confidence that you can trust in the Lord to walk through you. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. And no matter what the challenges, David said, if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, if I walk, I will not fear no evil, because he's with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. കർത്താവ് എൻ്റെ കൂടെയുണ്ട്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഐ കാൻ ഡു ഓൾ തിങ്സ് ത്രൂ ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് സ്ട്രെങ്തൻസ് മീ. But that doesn't come without you having faith in God. Are you with me? The first direction is you have faith in God, then you have faith that you can, with the help of the Lord, do anything. Praise the Lord. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ your Lord. Praise the Lord. You can have victory over every demon, over every sickness, over every challenge that you go through. You can, even if I walk through the waters, he is with me. If I go through the fire, he is with me. Praise the Lord. That's confidence that when you go through, no matter what you go through in life, he's there with you. Come on, come on. The spirit of faith gives you confidence to face anything in your life. Fire, water, whatever, it gives you confidence to face it. If I put my mind, I can do anything. Say that with me. If I put my mind, I can do anything. You want to be committed? You can be committed. You don't want to be? You can't. If you put your mind to it, you can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The spirit of faith. Second direction is in you. The third direction of faith is in other people. Faith in other people. Have you seen people who are always suspicious of everybody? Doubting everybody? Not trusting anybody? Ellarin samshayam. Ellarin kalanedaanu. They don't have a spirit of faith. A spirit of faith gives you a trust in people. Many marriages are destroyed by a spirit of suspicion, doubt. That doesn't come from God. A spirit of trust. Now, some people might betray your trust. Some people might, you know, hurt you. But, wow. I'll trust. That's their problem. Are you with me? Isn't it amazing if you put your trust in somebody, you can bring the best out of them? Why would I, you know, Jerry or anyone who ministers here, I had to put my trust in them to allow them to use this pulpit? Anybody who ministers you, whether it be the pastoral team or the administration team or the evangelistic team or the worship team or people in, you know, in any kind of capacity in this church who comes in, you're putting your trust in them. You're saying, come on, I trust you. Well, Pastor, has anybody let you down? Many of them. But are you going to trust again? Definitely yes, because I walk in a spirit of trust and faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your children, you should have a direction of faith to trust them. Sometimes a good word that you speak to your child, they'll remember for the rest of their lives. They'll give them confidence in life than anything else that you would have done for them. Mole, you can do it. Come on, little darling, you can go, man. Wow, be victorious over anything that you do. Come on. That'll release them to move in the best. Then stand to sit with them and say, oh boy, in the Vinyamastra, 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 in the Viny Are you with me tonight? You should be people who release your faith in people. But after trusting in God, they don't take the place of God. Are you with me? You're not trusting them to get something out of them, but you're trusting them to release them, to bless them. Praise the Lord. Open your mouth and say, spirit of faith and anointing of faith. Lift your hands and say, Lord, anoint me with a spirit of faith and anointing of faith. Ask in the name of Jesus, an anointing of faith, an anointing of faith, an anointing of faith. Amen. Now, how does the spirit of work within you to produce that kind of faith that Jesus spoke about? 7 steps, very fast. The first step of faith is what is called desire. Say desire. In other words, this is what I want to happen to me. Desire. We are nervous. We always sit and wonder, what does God want? Devathin endha venda brother? Devathin endha venda pastor endha prachcha parayuma? What does God want? God says, what do you want? Are you with me? Psalms 37 verse 4 says, take delight in the Lord. The first direction is towards God. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. When you delight in the Lord, വേണ്ടാത്ത ഡിസൈർ ഒന്നും വരികയല്ല, അത് വേറെ കാര്യം. So therefore the Bible says, delight in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, an anointing, a release of delight. How many of you would be delighted to be in the house of the Lord? Delighted to hear the word of God. Delighted to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Delighted to minister for the Lord. Not everything is a labor and a trouble and a strain and a stress. Delight yourself in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And He will give you the desires of your heart. When you delight in the Lord, you won't have unnecessary desires. You will have godly desires. And He said, Lord, and you will, this is what I love, Lord. This is what I desire. I desire to be in your house. I delight to worship you. I delight for you to use me for your glory. Lord, here I am. The second step of faith is what is called decision. In other words, you got to make a choice. Look at somebody and say, you got to make a choice. A choice. Have you wondered why God kept a tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden? I mean, if God didn't keep that tree, Adam and Eve wouldn't have got into a problem, would he? Would they? Sometimes people say, Pastor, I don't know why that temptation is there. Please, I want the temptation to go. See, love is a choice. If there was no choice, we would have been like Adam and he would have been robots. But God said, listen, I'm giving you thousands and thousands of trees of blessing. There is the small kind of temptations out there, but you got to choose. Are you with me? Whether you really love me, whether you really want me or not. If you don't love me or you don't want me, still I love you. I'll make provision for your failure, but it is a choice. I mean, if our church was the only church in the city, can you imagine that? But God gives a choice. There are so many good churches in the city. Fantastic men of God. God gives a choice. Where do you want to be? You choose. James 1. Are you studying something tonight? James chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 and 8. But the 8th verse says, a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. Let him not think he will receive anything. That's what the Bible says there. So if you're caught in two minds, you won't receive anything. Some people try to have the best of both the worlds and they end up having nothing. Are you with me? Well, if you have the best of sin, definitely you are not going to have the best of God. In 1 Kings 18, 21, the scripture, the prophet is asking, how long will you falter between two opinions? If Baal is your God, worship him. If Jehovah is your God, worship him. But don't be double-minded. A spirit of faith leads you to a decision. Are you with me? Sometimes in our sincerity, we don't know how to be single-minded. So in our sincerity, we say, Lord, I only want to have what you want for my life. So help me to have the one that you want me to have. I don't know what is that you want me to have, so Lord, give me the one that you want me to want so that I will want what you want me to want. So Lord, I'm again asking you, please give me a want to only want that which you would want. But I don't know what you want, Lord, so give me the one that I would want, only what you want. So I would really want what you would want me to do for you. Come on. Now, sincerely, we pray like that. Are you with me? For years, I used to pray like that. Lord, give me the want. And God said, come on, son, stop this nonsense. Imagine blind Bartimaeus sitting by the roadside. He comes to Jesus. The Lord asks him, what do you want? It's a simple question. What do you want? It's not a complicated question. It's not a trick question. What do you want? Are you with me? What do you want? He didn't stand there and say, Lord, if you want me to really see, then I wouldn't be blind in the first place. So I'm really not sure what you want. I mean, come on, church. I mean, if you really wanted to make me see, I really wouldn't be blind in the first place, would I, Lord? So I don't know. I mean, you tell me. Bartimaeus didn't say that, did he? The Lord asked him, what? Come on, son, it's a simple question. in your life, get back to your room in prayer. Take a book and choose, what do you want? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What do you really want? If you don't want heaven, God is not going to drag you to heaven. God says, I'll respect this. You don't want heaven? You don't want me? That's fine. Are you with me? You don't want to carry the Bible and declare to people that you belong to Jesus? That's fine. What do you want? You don't want to come to church? It's your decision, baby. Nobody's going to come home, ring the calling bell twice and say, hey, come on. You know what? It's fine. Oh, praise the Lord. Are you understanding what I'm saying tonight? The third step of faith, where the spirit of faith begins to operate in you, is what is called ask it. Open your mouth and say, ask it. Amen. Ask it. Ask it. James 4 verse 2. You have not because you ask not. Because you ask not. There is a word, importunity. That word actually means barefaced unashamedness. Barefaced unashamedness. You're unashamed. In Luke 18, a widow comes to a judge in faith and begins to persist at the house of the judge, saying, I am asking for justice. Please, please give me justice. This widow, you know, her husband died. Her husband had some property. So the husband's brother went to the judge and gave him a small bribe. And told him, listen, tomorrow when the case comes, judge it in favor of me. So the next day the case comes, the widow comes, the judge, even without listening to the whole, you know, argument, takes the hammer and says, case in favor of the brother. The property goes to the brother, not to the widow. The widow screams and says, judge, it's not fair. Don't do this to me. You know that's not fair. Please don't do this. Judge says, case dismissed. The judge goes to his house, tries to sleep. In the night, he sees this widow in the dream coming and saying, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair. The judge gets up, he has a glass of water, tries to go to sleep again. He's tormented by this thought. The next day he goes to his office. The widow is there the first thing in the morning saying, judge, you have to listen to my side of the story. That land belongs to me. My husband bought it for me, and it is supposed to be for me. You didn't even listen to the story that belongs to me. The judge says, listen, I made my decision, get out. She says, I won't go. You need to give me justice. You need to be fair. This belongs to me. Look at the papers. Get out. Or I'll have you thrown out. I'll have the cops take you out. She goes off. On the way back, the judge is wondering. He's disturbed. He goes around. His pressure is shooting up, you know. He goes home, takes a Valium tablet, somehow tries to sleep. Again in the dream, the widow is coming and saying, give me justice. Next morning he goes to his office, the widow is again there, saying, judge, look at the paper. That land belongs to me. I want that. That belongs, you know it. The judge says, listen, guards, take her out. Throws her out. He's going back home. He's so troubled. He goes, looks for a bottle of gin, you know. He opens a bottle of gin, has a couple of shots, and tries to go to sleep. Again in the dream, the widow is coming and saying, judge, that land belongs to me. Do what is right. He gets up, goes out, buys a packet of cigarettes. He hasn't smoked for 20 years. He's very nervous now. He's troubled. He can't sleep. He's restless. His pressure is going up. Ooh, it's very upsetting. He does not know what to do. He closes his eyes. He sees the widow. He goes to the office. Again, the widow comes in the morning. Runs past the guards. Comes to him and says, give me justice. You know this. This land belongs to me. The judge says, I can't take it anymore. Okay, where are the papers? Okay, get me those papers. Okay, I will change this. The land that belongs to you, I'll somehow change it. You will get justice. Are you with me? Luke 18, study it. And the Bible says, if that evil judge could do justice to that widow, how much more a righteous judge in heaven? How much more a righteous judge in heaven who doesn't smoke, who doesn't drink, who doesn't slumber nor sleep, hallelujah, he who watches over you, hallelujah, how much more will he give you justice if you persist, if you knock at the door, if you seek him and say, Lord, it is written in your word, it is written in your word, this is what your word declares, I am unashamed, I will keep begging, telling you, asking you, speaking to you. Oh, come on, church, lift your hands and praise him this night. Praise him this night. Hallelujah. And his faith is never giving up, getting up and asking again that which is written in the word. Are you with me? We don't want any blessing that's not in the word. We don't want anything that is not right. We don't want any crooked deals. Only that which is righteous, that he's promised, that God has spoken forth, we want to see in our lives. And for faith to manifest, you have to keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on seeking and saying, Lord, this is written in your word. Healing is my portion. I have this tumor. It is not going, but I won't give up. I won't give up. I won't give up. I'm going to ask you again and again and again till I see your healing manifested upon my body. I will not faint. I will keep persisting in asking you. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and praise him tonight. Praise him tonight. Praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody heard of Colonel Sanders? You would have had his chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken. When he was 65 years old, he retired from the army, sitting in his porch, wondering what's going to happen with his life. So he remembers his mother used to make fantastic chicken. He takes that recipe, goes to the nearest restaurant and says, can you make this chicken? That chicken is a big hit in the restaurant. So he goes and starts a small restaurant of his own in that city, Kentucky Fried Chicken. his mother's recipe, he sells it. People are interested. People come to eat that chicken. 65-year-old man, retired from the army. He asked the Lord, "Lord, what you want me to do?" The Lord says, "Expand the business." He goes to the bank, says, "I want $3 million as a loan." $3 million. That is way back when Kentucky Fried Chicken started. Not now. It might be 30 million now. He says, "I need $3 million as a loan." For what? To sell my mother's recipe chicken across USA. The bank manager says, "You look like a nice man. So when will you repay it?" He says, "30 years. 65-year-old guy saying, "In 30 years, I will repay you your $3 million. If you are the bank manager, will you give a loan?" They didn't give a loan. He went from one bank to another. He went to over 1,000 banks. Everyone rejected it. Finally, he got the loan passed. And a lot of chickens have died after that. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Unashamedness. Barefaced unashamedness. To keep on persisting. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. The fourth point, the fourth step is receive it. Open your mouth and say, "Receive it." Receive it. Open your mouth and say, "Receive it." Come on, church, let me see some enthusiasm in the house tonight. Lift your hands and say, "Receive, receive, 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 receive it." Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you have phones? If you keep your phone on, you will receive the range of your network. Are you with me? If there is range here, you will get it. If you on your phone, you will receive it. If you keep your phone off, you won't receive it. God's Spirit is moving in this house to deliver, to heal, to cleanse, to bring about a miracle. Every time God's word is preached, you keep your phone on, you keep your heart open, you keep your spirit receptive. You say, "Lord, I am willing to gather all that you got for me. I am ready, Lord." Hallelujah. The Lord will say, "Full range, full range, full range," and he will zero in on you. You sit there saying, "Nothing will happen. What's going to happen? Okay. I don't feel anything. I don't know what's happening to my life. I don't know why God did this to me." The nasal tone, you know, the whining tone when you speak. God said, "No range." No range. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. You go to a doctor, the doctor, you go into an ultrasound, the doctor will put that ultrasound thing and check. And that ultrasound will show what is inside of you. Am I right? If I should take an ultrasound of your spirits, or God should take an ultrasound of your spirit, what will he find inside? Huh? Imagine a girl is pregnant. The ultrasound they do and suddenly find, "There's a baby inside." I say, "There's a baby inside. I don't know. I don't see anything." But 9 months down, they'll come. Are you with me? What's inside will come out. Say that, "What's inside will come out." You can for years keep on saying, "Lord, forgive me. Please deliver me. Please bless me." But there comes a point when you say, "Lord, I receive by faith. I receive, I receive. I've asked you. Now I receive." And the Spirit of God will witness to your spirit. You will have something inside of you. This ministry was there inside of me before it ever came out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even now nations are there inside of me, hallelujah, to go forth with the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to see a blood washed India. What's inside of you will come out. You gotta receive. You gotta see what's inside of you. നിന്റെ അകത്തുള്ളതേ പുറത്തു വരുവുള്ളൂ. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not. There is an evidence inside of you. You're not seeing it, but it's there. You know it. Praise the Lord. Have you seen people who get healed? You watched people who get healed? They'll say, I knew if I came for the meeting today, I would be healed. Well, they knew it. It was there inside of them. Nobody had to speak into them. Are you with me? They knew it. Ah, praise the Lord. There's more. This message is more beautiful and powerful than you are. Then you're really showing it on your face. I'm enjoying it. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What do you need to do for weeds to grow in your garden? What do you need to do for weeds to grow in your garden? Nothing. It'll grow by. But if you want to plant a tree and something needs to come up, what do you need to do? You need to plant it. It won't grow by itself. One morning you're not going to look out of the window and say, oh, look at that apple tree here. You think all the trees here just came up like that? You should actually see what was here just came up like that. We cut it all off. We had to plant this thing. Are you with me? Whether it be the lawn, whether it be the tree, people had to take care of it. People still take care of it. So it looked beautiful and nice. In other words, you need to take control over your thought, what's inside of you. You don't allow weeds to grow. You need to take control over your thought. Look at somebody and say, control over your thought. What's inside of you? You need to take control over it. What's inside of you? Are you with me? Take control over your thoughts. Otherwise, all kinds of arguments, all kinds of weeds will creep up in your head. All kind of crazy thoughts. Nobody loves me. God doesn't love me. Pastor doesn't love me. Nobody in the church believes. Nothing happens. Where did it come from? It's weeds. Some of you have got almost 5 channels in your head. Yesterday I was saying, even one is in Tamil, Vidamata. And then the pastor's channel comes in, pastor's message comes in, he says, okay, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then one channel is going on in your mind in Chinese. It's all going in on your mind. All kind of crazy thoughts. Amidst that, you also say, thank you, Jesus. Get into one channel. Praise the Lord. Let your mind come into one channel. Praise the Lord. In the Lordship of Jesus Christ, for the glory of God. A channel without arguments and hallelujah, limitation and without bondage. Let your mind be free by the blood of Jesus tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The next point, and I close with that, is say it. Open your mouth and say it. Say it. Say it. That's what we read in the scripture. Have faith in God. Jesus spoke, said to that fig tree. Are you with me? Say it. Open your mouth and say, say it. Now we are sincere people. We only say what we really believe. How can you say a lie? Can you say a lie? ഇത്രയും വലിയ മഴ ഇവിടെ വെള്ളിലേക്കുണ്ട്. And can you come and say, God has healed me? കടവാരം കേറിയിട്ട് പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ് രാത്രി കഞ്ഞി കുടിക്കാൻ വേണ്ടിയുള്ള കഞ്ഞിയില്ല വീട്ടില്. Can you say, ah, the Lord prospers his servant. He delights in the prosperity of his servant. See, we are sincere people. We find it hard to say things which we can't experience. There is the word called facts and there is something called truth. Facts are not truth. The fact is that you got a big boil here. But the truth is God's word. It says by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. You don't need to lie. Say the truth. Ah. Lazarus is dead. That's the fact. The truth is Jesus said he is sleeping. Njan vilicha avane edittu poru. Praise the Lord. The fact is avan cheenya naaru andathu kadannu. Jesus said njan vilicha avane edittu poru. The truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nee kallam parayanda deiva vachanathinte agathu paranjirikkunna satyam maatram vaathurannu paranjamadi. Praise the Lord. Ninde anubhavam alla fact alla deivathinte vaakku vachanam. Praise the Lord. Satyam vaathurannu paranjal aa vachanathil pravarthikkuvan swargathile deivam vishwasanathre. Hallelujah. You know, you can't maybe stop your little problem, you know, I mean, maybe you smoke or maybe you drink or whatever, you got a problem, you can't say it out and you're weak. But Joel, the book of Joel, third chapter says, let the weak say, I am weak. No, let the weak say, oh, I let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. Any weak people here, open your mouth and say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to speak it. Never underestimate the power of your words. In the beginning, in the Bible says in Genesis 1, in the beginning God said, let there be. God said, let there be light. So the first purpose of language was not for communication, was for creation. God was not communicating with anybody. God said, let there be light. Praise the Lord. The fact is, it is dark. The truth is, light came. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, come on church. Hallelujah. Va thoranu. Hallelujah. Devathinte vajanathinte satyam nee vilichu parayana. It might not work immediately. Are you with me? Some things might take a long time. But you got to say the right thing. What happens is we think immediately take. Sometimes it doesn't. That's why we lose our faith. For years I've been saying my hair will grow, I won't be bald. It's taking a long time, but I'm saying the right thing. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody really needs to say amen. Pastor's hair will grow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy on him, let his hair grow in the name of Jesus. Come on, say it. Hallelujah. Prophesy over my life. Prophesy over my head. Hallelujah. The seventh point is act it. Open your mouth and say, act it. Step out and do it. Are you with me? Sometimes, you know, people are waiting for the right partner to come in their life. They never step out. Proposal vannu, they never step out. Endhilum tadasam kandupidikkan nokkondirikkum, endhilum block. Sometimes you need to, you know, step out. When God brings something, you just step out. Are you with me? Huh? Sometimes you're looking, sometimes, you know, people in this congregation are very choosy. They, you know, the boy should be like this, the girl should be like this, the boy should be like that. And many proposals come, they don't step into it. They say, oh, no, kaanam bangi illa, sheriya illa, get up illa, whatever. Sometimes kissing a frog helps. Sometimes you sit and say, oh, nalla ellarum getti poi. Are you with me? All the good stuff is taken. We need to find another church now. You should have seen them before they were taken. They were not that good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Did you enjoy the word today? Did this help you? Did this build you up? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Have faith in God. The spirit of faith leads you in these steps. Are you with me? Let's close our eyes and pray tonight.